Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Asking for help is absolutely okay, because when you're asking for help, you're getting guidance. When you're asking for help, you're getting direction. When you're asking for help, someone is creating a path for you to follow because you're asking for help. Asking for help is the most important thing that could ever exist, because you can't do it alone. You can't do it by yourself. You can't do it alone. What I had to learn is that even though I'm pursuing a particular goal, I can't do it by myself anymore. And it's really understanding that as I'm asking for help, I have to be okay with asking for guidance, for asking for direction, for asking for help. It's okay to ask for help. You just have to know the type of help that you're looking for. When you recognize the type of the help that you're looking for, not only will it be more challenging to put yourself out there to receive the help, it will be more beneficial, because it have much more rewards than not having rewards from you not asking for help. If this is your first time here, hey, what's going on? To another episode to Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about marketing strategies and how you cannot do it by yourself. You cannot succeed by yourself. You cannot be successful by yourself. Eventually, you're going to ask for help. Eventually, you're going to ask for guidance. Eventually, it will happen. So to ask for help is the point of this video. So if this is your first time here, make sure you like the video, make sure you subscribe, and engage with the conversation on how you are going to start asking for help for yourself, so you can know that you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it by yourself. You don't have to figure out everything that you are doing by yourself. So let me go ahead and write this on the board. As I'm writing this on the board, let me know where you're from. Let me know where you're tapping into. Let me know in the comments. And then once I get done reading, I'll chime in with it. So ask, what I say, it's okay to ask for help. Excuse me. Okay. To ask for help. It's okay to ask for help. Okay, there we go. Help. There we go. It's okay to ask for help. Let me know in the comments where y'all chiming in from. Let me know in the comments. I'm going to take a look at it right now. Okay, so welcome to another episode again. So today we're talking about asking for help, and I'm learning today at this moment that it's okay to ask for help, because you don't know everything, and even if you think you figured out everything, eventually you're going to ask for help. So I had to learn that as I'm asking for help, I have to understand why I'm asking for help. So when I first started working with my team member, before I even reached out to her or started having interviews and things of that nature, I was doing everything by myself. I was creating the thumbnails. I was creating the pictures. I was creating the videos. I was doing everything by myself. And after producing 893 podcast episodes, I've completed that by myself. It was a struggle trying to figure out different designs. It was a struggle trying to be creative. It was a struggle trying to use a skill that I'm not really good at. And so it was difficult for me to even ask for help, because at the time, I didn't know what help I was looking for. And so even though I didn't know what help I was looking for, I was willing to do the work all by myself. And even though I'm willing to do the work all by myself, it put a limit on me. It put a limit on myself because I was burning out. I wasn't really accomplishing anything. I was just doing everything by myself and nothing was coming from it. Nothing was coming from it. And I got to a point where I'm like, yeah, man, I don't think I'm going to keep doing this. I don't think I'm going to have my own business. I don't think I'm going to start creating videos anymore. I think I'm just going to stop. And so before I even reached out to my team member and we start working together, start learning each other and start really collaborating together, it put me in a place where I was at the burnout phase where I couldn't necessarily think of an idea. I couldn't think of a design. I couldn't be creative. I couldn't necessarily use a skill because that's creating the design. That's not something that I'm good at. And so when I reached out to my team, and not necessarily just my team, but when I put the job description out, it's like, okay, this is the type of job I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone that's creative, that can create a thumbnail and that's good and understand YouTube. You don't have to understand everything in YouTube, but you just have to have a more than basic understanding with YouTube. And so as I'm asking people, as I'm reaching out, I'm having different interviews, I'm having different conversations, they're sending me their work, I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, this is creative. I can never do this. I can never be this creative because it's just not my skill. And so when I had to learn how to ask for help is that I had to learn how to put myself in position to ask for the right guidance so I can be better in life. Not only be better in life, but not be burnt out, not be stressed out, not be overwhelmed because I'm doing every single thing by myself. And so when I start marketing myself, put myself out there and really understanding like how I want to go about serving people and helping others, it was at the point when I was at 893 podcast episodes that I produced, that I edited, that I published, and it took so much from me because there was a lot of work that I was putting in. There was a lot of energy that I was putting in. I was putting in so much because I was doing everything by myself. And until I recognized that it was okay for me to ask for help, me asking for help was non-existent because I didn't know what to ask for. I didn't know even if I could ask for help, nor did I even have the money to ask for help. And there was another factor. It was like, okay, you're doing so many things. You're doing so many things, but what's coming from what you are doing? And what I had to learn is that even though I don't have a particular skill, when I'm asking for help, I'm asking for guidance. When I'm asking for guidance, I'm asking for collaboration. Like I'm asking for someone to work with me. See, that's the first point I want to hit on is that it's okay to ask for help because you can work with others. Point number one, you can work with others. With others. You can work with others. And the reason why this is so important is because working with others is the key to keeping you happy. It's the key to keeping your stress level down. It's the key to maintaining your work. Because what happens is that when you get overwhelmed, you stop doing the work. The work stops being important. The work is a struggle now because you're not able to figure out how to ask for help. You see, when I started working with others and it wasn't just me working by myself, it gave me a sense of confidence. It gave me a sense of peace. And it gave me a sense of relief. I was relieved not to be willing to do every single thing because I can't design that well. I'm not that creative. And it blows my mind. When I was in high school and I had to take an art class, they gave us a picture to draw. And they said, draw it the best way you can. And I'm like, okay, this should be easy. So as I'm drawing the picture, I'm looking directly at the picture. I'm thinking that it's coming out good. I'm thinking it's coming out great. So as I'm looking at the picture, I'm drawing the picture. I'm trying to draw the face, but the features ain't there. So the picture that I needed to draw was a face, but the face that I ended up drawing was not a face. So I tried to do the design. I tried to be creative. I tried to follow the picture. Oftentimes in life is that many times you're following the wrong picture. I was following the picture that I was told to draw, but it wasn't a skill that I just had in me. My mama, who's a single mom raising three boys by herself, she can draw. It blows my mind. When there's a piece of paper, like right in front, there's a blank piece of paper, and she can see a picture. When she sees it and knows the picture, she can start drawing it exactly like this picture. And it blew my mind because I'm like, how are you able to do something like that? How are you able to do something like that? That's very creative. I used to get jealous of my mama because she can draw, because she was creative, because she can turn nothing into something, and the something was a unique picture. I used to be jealous of that. I'm like, why can't I be good at that? Why can't I be good at creating a picture or drawing a picture or using this skill? Why can't I be that good? You see, I started to get jealous because my pictures didn't come out like this. What I failed to realize or failed to learn or failed to recognize is the fact that she went to school for art. Not only did she go to school for art, she enjoyed drawing her entire life. Not only did she enjoy drawing her entire life, she did it often. Versus me, I only did it for a school year. So it wasn't the fact that I wasn't good at it. It was the fact that I didn't put as much time into it as my mama did. My mom, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, she was very creative. Not only was she creative, she let her mind just wander in many different ways. And as she's doing this, she's able to design so many different things. On the other hand, I don't have that skill. It's a skill that I haven't been developing. This is a skill that I haven't been focusing on. Because what happens many times in life is that when you are focusing on one particular skill, the skill that you are focusing on will grow over time, will grow more than you can ever imagine. You see, back in 2020 during COVID, when the world shut down because of COVID-19, my world opened up because of a camera, because of my phone. I was willing to make videos on my phone. Not only was I able to make videos on my phone, I was finding a skill. I was finding myself. I was finding my creativity. What I didn't really recognize is that when I was doing it by myself, I wasn't working with others. So I had to really rely on my brain, rely on my creativity, rely on my thoughts. And it only took me so far. What I learned during that time is that even though the world was shutting down, my world started to open up. My world was opening up because I was finding how to be creative. I was finding a skill. I was perfecting this skill. I was learning this skill. And it taught me that even though if you produce a lot, even though you create a lot, you have to be willing to do it with others. Because if you do it by yourself, at some point in time, you're going to get burnt out. I want to go ahead and read the comments right quick for a second. And if you haven't yet, let me know your biggest thought right now so far on it's okay to ask for help. Let me go ahead and read the comments. Wipe the top left of your head, bro. Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it, man. Hopefully I got... Oh, I see exactly what you're talking about. I see exactly what you're talking about. Appreciate it, man. Okay, yeah, I appreciate it, yeah. You know how something be in your eye, you can't really see it, but yeah, I just got it. I appreciate it. And so, you talking facts. Yeah, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, dog. So, one thing that I learned is that when you work with... The prime example now. It's a SND. What's your name, bro? What's your name? This is a great prime example of why this is so important. Ask for help from others. The reason why this is so important, because he just helped me see something on my head that I didn't recognize. Yes, I'm talking to the camera. Yes, I'm talking not necessarily at the camera. I'm talking to you all, but I necessarily can't see myself because I want to engage with you all, right? And so he helped me with that. Even though it might have seemed small, no, it was big. It helped a lot. Reason being is because help can come from anywhere. That is so important because help comes when you least expect it. When you are expecting the help, it comes even more often. What I recognize about this moment right here is that even though he just helped me, what's his name? Sean from Allies, Alice Street. Alice. What's up, man? I think you spelled Alice wrong, though. Yeah. But what I learned, Sean, he helped me with this particular theme, but the help came. I wasn't asking for the help. I appreciate the help. But what I've learned is that when you ask for help, you get even more help. And what I've learned during that time is that it's a process behind pride. Like, one thing that stops, like, asking for help and asking for guidance is a pride thing. Like, when I was starting my journey, I was figuring out what I wanted to do. I was doing everything because I wanted to learn everything. And what I didn't know is that I was stopping myself. I was hindering myself because as I'm learning everything, I can't do everything. Because there, at some point in time, my energy cannot be spread so thin. There's an analogy that I always use that says that many times in life, your attention is kind of like a rubber band. The more you stretch your attention, the less focus you have. The more the more attention you have on this rubber band, the easier it is to pop. Now, the thin ones hurt more than the thick ones. Thin rubber bands hurt more than the thick rubber bands. Because I don't know, just them little thin ones, when it hit you, it'll pop you, and then you'll get the weapon up. So it hurt more versus when you just focus on one thing. Just have this rubber band and learn every detail when it comes to the rubber band. When it comes, learn every material or way to create this rubber band, how to use the rubber band. Your focus should be on one thing versus spread it thin, because as it spread it thin, everything can break, everything can pop, everything can get back to nothing. So I had to really learn that as I'm working with others, I have to be open to working with others, because my focus, my attention, my energy cannot be spread that thin. I'm only one person, and so for me to get around people that has a special skill in a particular thing, I have to go meet them people. I have to go look for them people. I have to go ask for help. What I've learned during this time of asking for help is that I have to let go of my pride. I can't do everything, yet I can learn about everything. And just because I'm learning about everything doesn't mean I'm good at it. So I'm doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And so far, I've only made $217. And so what hit me today is that I was trying to create a design. I was trying to create a flyer. I was trying to create and use a skill that I normally don't even use. And so as I'm trying to use this skill, it's challenging for me. I'm like, man, there's no thoughts coming in my mind. I can't even think about what to draw, what to say, and how to create it. My mind just don't work like that. Now, if you put some numbers in front of me, if you put a microphone in front of me, if you put like a podcast or a guest, I can do that. That's a skill that I developed and worked on the last couple of years. And so as I'm trying to figure out this creative dilemma that I have, this creative problem that I have, it's a problem because it's something that I don't focus on. When I first started working with my team member, we start working together. It's like, okay, hey, you're good at this thing. You're good at creating designs. You're good at creating thumbnails. I'm not that good. I am not that good. Today, this morning, in fact, she sent me a monthly performance, like data sheet, whatever the case is, and it shows the growth within the last 30 days. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I didn't even really consider the fact that it's actually growing at a rapid pace. For some reason, I just haven't looked at it. But when she sent it to me today, I'm like, this is incredible. It's incredible. Because I was willing to work with others. I was willing to work with someone else besides myself. And it taught me that you can accomplish more things together versus by yourself, because your attention is not spread thin. So even though I'm looking at the numbers, I'm looking at the data, I'm looking at the results, it's showing me that teamwork is important. I can't do everything by myself. And I have to learn while going along this journey that I can't do everything by myself. I had to let go of this pride thing and say, I have to learn everything so I can do everything, versus saying, I have to learn everything so I can teach everything. So that way, I can get help. No, I think I said that wrong. I have to learn everything so I can know what type of help I need to receive. There we go. Because what happens is that when you try to do so many different things, you can't necessarily focus on your growth, because your growth is so limited, because every time you pull the rubber band back, it pops. Every time your attention goes to something else, it pops. Every time you lose focus, it pops. How many times are you going to keep popping yourself until you recognize it is okay to ask for help? I had to tell myself that it was okay to work for others. I had to understand that I had to remove some things off my mind, off my plate, so I don't even have to think about it. So we got a little system going on. So when I upload a video, when I upload a long form or maybe a video over 60 seconds, when I upload the video, she creates the thumbnail. Not only is she creating the thumbnail, she is very creative. I'll be looking at some of them thumbnails, I'm like, this is creative. I would have never thought about this. I would have never in my life thought about this. I would have just had, let's just say this is the title that I'm focusing on. It would have just said, it's okay to ask for help. And then I would have had my picture right there. That's so simple. But what she'll do, she'll say, it's okay to ask for help, but she'll put like some design where the okay will be emphasized. But I'm like, man, that's creative. I can't even describe it. But if you see it on my YouTube page, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I had to learn how to ask for help. And when I learned how to ask for help, I had to remove things from my plate. I'm going to go ahead and read the comments right quick, then I'm going to come right back. So, Sean says, so much pride in one heart can keep them from the blessings. Yeah, man. That's something I'm still learning to this day, is asking for help. The most critical thing that stops a lot of people is themselves. And this is so important, because when you work with others, you have to learn how to get out your own way. I'm in this business management class. And I'm in this business management class. And the first thing he says, you can't be a leader if you have no one to lead. And when he said that, I'm like, that's crazy. You can't be a leader if you have no one to lead. Excuse me, which means if you have no one that you are working with, if you have no one that's learning from you, if you have no one that you are around, what stops a lot of people are themselves. You can't lead no one if no one is willing to follow you. When he said that, I'm like, that's different. Because I wasn't aware of that. I wasn't aware of that. It's not the fact of working with others. It's more so of working with others in their strength so you can be better. So y'all can be better. So y'all can develop even more. And what I recognized during this time is that I had to get out of my own way. I had to learn how to get out of my own way. Because if I want to impact a billion people and want to help a billion people start their podcast, I have to go from I to we. We have to help a billion people start their podcast. Because I can't reach a billion people by myself. And it was so amazing that I recognized that, because it was something that I had to learn for myself. And even though I'm learning, even though I'm consistently learning, I'm consistently improving. I just need to learn how to continue to work with others and let them thrive in their creativity. If my mom was to ask me to draw something, I'm going to tell her, yeah, I'm not that good. If I was to ask my mom to draw something, she'd be like, what you want? Oh, you won't. It was a cartoon called Static Shock. You want Static Shock drawn? Yeah, why not, mama? So she would do that. She would draw it. And it would look exactly like me. So not only is she thriving in her creativity, she's thriving in the skill that she's been focusing on. Now I had to learn. I'm like, okay, what skill can I focus on? So that's when I got heavy into podcasting, into really producing podcast episodes and really producing content, really producing videos. I got proficient at the production. And what I've learned from the production is that when you continue to show up every single day, at some point, your creativity is going to turn into your strength. And once it turns into your strength, your weaknesses will increase. Because there's so many things that you wasn't paying attention to when you was focusing on producing. And what I recognized, it was like, it was a lesson itself. It was a lesson itself, because I have the skill. I have the understanding. But just because I have the skill in one area doesn't mean I have to continue to build the skills in all of the areas. So I'm like, ooh, that's different. So when I first started the class last month, I asked, I was like, do you have any book recommendations as far as like leadership, management, anything of that nature? I got in the habit of asking people if they have books to read, especially if they're older, have wisdom, and have more experience than me. Like, what book are you reading? I don't need to read that. I just need to have a basic understanding of it. And the book that he recommended was 21 Irrefutable Laws by John Maxwell. And he was like, and then the other one that he recommended was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I believe that was the only two that he recommended. So I started watching videos on the 21 Irrefutable Laws by John C. Maxwell. And he got to explain it every chapter, every law, not every chapter. He got to explain it every law. And when he was explaining every law, he said, at some point you have to identify your strength. And once you identify your strength, there are going to be weaknesses that you are going to come encounter with. He used the example of dressing, like him putting on clothes and matching the clothes and him going out looking presentable. So he used this example, and he was like that his wife pick out his clothes. So she'll pick out the blazer, she'll pick out the shirt, she'll pick out the tie, she'll pick out the shoes, she'll pick out the trousers or the pants. And when she pick out the clothes, it matches. And he proceeds to say, she get mad at me because I put on the same thing the following week. So when I put the same thing on the following week and I go to her and she's like, do you just put that on? She's getting mad at him because that's not his skill. At some point, in the 21 irrefutable laws, you can't be a master at all of them, but you can be a master at one of them. You can be a master at a few of them. Not all of them, but a few of them. He said, for the ones that you have a weakness in, get around people or hire the people or work with people that has that have that strength. That has that strength. And it taught me that even though you have a strength, you also have a weakness. So the following class, I go ask my professor, I say, so out of the book that you recommended me, the 21 Irrefutable Laws, which one is your weakness? And he say they all can be a weakness. You just have to constantly improve on them. And I'm like, really? I said, dang, I didn't even think about it like that. You just have to keep improving. You keep improving by getting around people that have strengths that you are weak in. You get around people that when you have a strength, you can match the person that have another strength because y'all weaknesses combine with each other or work well with each other. Because your weakness is the next person's strength and their weakness is your strength. I said, dang, that's different. You can work with others because you can balance each other out. So not only can you balance each other out, you're actually pushing each other. You're actually making each other better. You're actually challenging each other. So I'm like, what do I need to do so I can let go of the work that I'm focusing on right now? I have to learn myself. That if you have 20 things that you are focusing on, let's use the example of 21 irrefutable laws. If you have 21 different things that you are focusing on, which one is progressing? Which one is improving? Which one are you developing even more? And so I had to really learn that I had to pick something that I was good at. And I had to observe it. I had to learn it. I had to dive into it. Because until I fully learned and understood what this was and the purpose behind it, I can no longer be positioned differently because I had to remain focused on one thing. So the one thing that I start to focus on is podcasting. It's producing. It's creating. Because when it comes to podcasting, I believe I have a basic understanding of it. Because I produce over 893 podcast episodes, so I have a basic understanding of it. It's not 893 podcast episodes. So now when I get around others, I have to identify my weakness and work with others who have the strength in my weakness. And so it taught me, first you have to be willing to learn about yourself. And as you are learning about yourself, you have to be okay with it, recognizing the truth about yourself. So I did a personality test a couple of weeks ago, and I did maybe 5 of them. And I'm doing the personality test, and I'm learning about myself. I'm recognizing my strength, learning more about my weaknesses. And so when I looked at my strengths, it was maybe 5 different categories and gave me 4 different strengths. And I'm reading, and I said, yeah, okay, this is good. All the strengths align pretty good. I'm like, okay, everything's good. Everything adds up. Then when I go to the weakness side, everything that was listed, I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's true. The first one that it said that you're insecure. I said, yeah, I don't think all this is true. And what I learned from it is that even though I recognize the positive, I have to recognize the negative and say that I'm the negative as well. And so what it helped me identify are my weaknesses. What it helped me recognize are my strengths. You can only position yourself differently when you're open to change, when you're open to growth, when you're open to developing yourself. The reason why this is so important, because you are able to learn more on how to work with others. I'm going to read the comments for a second, and I'm going to come right back to it. But point number two, let me know in the comments, let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway so far. So, if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway as far as it's okay asking for help. Let me know in the comments. Let me know where you're from. Let me know. So the next point I want to hit on is the fact that you have to learn to balance your strengths and weaknesses. Learn to balance strengths and weaknesses. Strengths and weaknesses. Weaknesses. There we go. Focus. Somebody say focus. So, learn to be balanced. Hold on. I'm sorry. Learn to balance strengths and weaknesses. This is going to be challenging. This is going to be so overwhelming. I was in another management class prior to the last one. And so I asked my professor, so when you take a personality test, does it ever lie? Like, is it ever incorrect? And she was like, no. She was like, not necessarily. It just depends on how you are answering the question. And then I proceed to ask, so, okay, you identify your strengths and your weaknesses, and you recognize more about yourself. I asked, how can people change? How can people work on that? She proceeds to say, people can only change and improve on a certain area if they want to. I said, what you mean? That was like, she was like, if they don't want to change, they gonna remain the same. I said, huh. Only you are the one that can change yourself. And so when I paid attention to it, I'm like, this is deep. It's deeper than that, because one, it takes a lot of self-reflection. And it's hard to look at oneself. When I actually finally understood the song of Man in the Mirror, I listened to it, but I listened to it with an open mind. And he said the only way to change, if the world around you is damaged, if the world around you is not how you would like it to be, if the world around you is negative, you have to change yourself. You have to start with changing yourself so you can be around positive or something different. And what I learned during that time was the most important lesson when I finally understood that song. You can't make an impact if the impact that you are making, you skipped yourself. I mean, when I started half a decade ago, I was pursuing this journey. I was pursuing this career. I was pursuing this impact. And so when I picked up my first book, Rich Dad and Poor Dad, I picked up the book, I read, I'm like, this is great information. Then I start sending the book to my friends and say, hey, you need to read this book. Hey, you should be open to this book. Hey, what do you think about this book? So I got the information. I read the book. It changed my life. It gave me a different perspective. And I started sending it to other people. The problem wasn't me sending the information. Well, the issue came was that I wasn't doing what the book suggested. I was just reading and consuming the information. I was just reading and studying the information, but I didn't act on the information. So if I wanted to make a difference, if I wanted to make an impact, I have to be the one that leads by example. My professors say in order to be a leader, you have to have people to lead. You have to have people to follow you. Because if you don't have nobody to follow you, who are you leading? First, you have to lead yourself. And it took me a long time to recognize the importance of leading yourself. Yes, I had the book. Yes, I was sending the book out. Yes, I'm telling everybody you should read this book. But the book is wasted because I didn't apply the information. I still got... No, I don't. I gave the book away. That's when I said I'm going to stop giving my books away because people don't give it back. People don't give it back. So I'm going to stop giving my books away. So what I've learned during that time is that in order to make a difference and make an impact, you have to make an impact on yourself. You see, when you learn how to balance your strengths and weaknesses, you identify what you are not good at. Just because you're not good at something doesn't mean you can't learn it. Just because you're not good at something doesn't mean you can't be aware of it. Just because you're not good at something doesn't mean you have to focus on it. You just have to learn it. So I start learning about life. I start learning about podcasts. I start learning about the direction that I wanted to go. And when I start learning about it, excuse me, as I started to learn about it, I started to learn more about it. I went down like a tunnel. Like it took me so farther down that I wasn't expecting. I remember I did a podcast with, what's his name? I think his last name is Ross, Tim Ross with the Basement podcast. And I did a podcast when I reached out to him and said, hey, I love your content. I love what you're doing, man. Would you be open to having a podcast with me? Excuse me, or doing a podcast with me? And he said, yeah, man, absolutely. He said, reach out to my assistant. And then when you reach out to my assistant, we can make it happen. And so we ended up making it happen. I ended up speaking to this man. And when I was talking to him, it felt like an interview. It didn't feel like a conversation. It felt like an interview because I kept asking question after question after question after question. It wasn't the fact that I didn't understand how to have a conversation. It was more so that he said, yeah, to actually doing a podcast with me. So it was more so like, okay, when I learned how to balance my strengths and weaknesses, I recognized the way I was doing a podcast and I was producing was incorrect because it wasn't a conversation. It didn't flow right. It wasn't natural. It felt interview-ish, if that's even a word. So at the time, I had to learn how to ask questions, how to have a conversation, how to have open-ended conversations to the point where I'm asking a question. Then when I ask the question, they answer it. But it's thought-provoking that brings out more answers, that brings out more conversation, that brings out the way people interact with you. But see, I learned that by putting myself out there in a way where I wasn't familiar with. I started a podcast, started asking people to be on my podcast. They start saying yes to being on my podcast. I'm like, uh-oh, they start saying yes. So not only am I learning this skill, I'm turning this weakness because I have no idea what it is into a strength because I'm focusing on every day, because I'm focusing on it every single day. The reason why this is important is because when you have an idea, when you have a thought, go all out for it. Rather than having 5 ideas, rather than having 10 ideas, rather than having 15 ideas and never acting on none of them because you can't focus on one of them. See, when you balance your strengths and weaknesses, you're learning more about yourself. You can't be good at everything, but eventually you will be good at something. If there's something that you're focused on, it's one thing. I remember when I went to go visit my mom in Little Rock, Arkansas for like, it was a break. I went to go visit my mom, who was a single mom raising 3 boys by herself. I went to go visit her, and we went to a restaurant. And during this time, I was in the Marine Corps. I was serving, and then I had a couple years left on my contract. And so as I'm visiting my mama, and we go out to breakfast, there was a gentleman there that had like a briefcase, or not necessarily a briefcase, but he had something that he was holding that looked like that he was doing work. And so as we was waiting in line, I sparked a conversation with him. So I started asking him, like, what do you do? He got to tell me, like, I believe he said a professional wrestler or something like that. I said, really? I said, how long you been wrestling? He said, man, I've been wrestling for like over 20 plus years or something like that. I'm just on the road traveling. And then the next question was like, what do you like about that? So I'm doing the same thing that I was doing with the podcast, but I'm doing it in real life, like I'm doing it in person. So I'm asking questions after question after question. So when me and the gentleman get done having the conversation, my mom would come to me and say, "Son, your conversation skills are not great. Son, your conversation skills, you need to work on it." So I'm like, "What you mean? I thought we had a good conversation." She say, "Son, you didn't tell him nothing about yourself. You only made it about him. That's not a conversation. That's an interview. You might as well just have an interview with this man because you didn't make nothing about it about yourself." And so when I thought about it, I'm like, "Huh, maybe I didn't do that." But it took some reflection to know that I need to work on this. I need to turn this weakness into a strength. And in order for it to be a strength, I have to focus on it. So that's what I started doing. Every single day, every single interview, I'm not only focusing on it, but I'm paying attention to it. Rather than me just asking question after question after question, I'm asking a question, and then it's thought-provoking, and then I'm telling a little story about myself, and then I ask the question, because that's what a conversation is. You see, my strength my weakness became my strength when I identified what needed to be worked on. When I learned the way I was doing is going to have to change. If I want to be better, if I want to be good, something's going to have to change. I had to be the one to change. And it taught me that when you change, it's okay to ask for help. Because help comes in different ways. Help comes in different moments. Help comes when you least expect it if you're not asking for it. Even though help comes when you're not expecting it, it comes just naturally. People are looking to help. People want to help. And when I learned how to let people help me, it became less stressful. I'm going to go ahead and read the comments, Rocky. Let me know for the moment, what is your biggest takeaway so far on how you, why it's okay to ask for help? Let me know in the comments while I read the comments. Let me know. Go ahead and comment below. So, the biggest thing that comes from your learning to balance your strength and weakness is that you can't be good at everything. I have a jersey behind this board that says Kobe Bryant. I have a Kobe Bryant jersey, and it was like a Christmas jersey that I purchased a couple years ago. And so when I purchased this jersey because he's known for basketball. Like, he was a phenomenal player. And as he's a phenomenal player, I start being a fan of him in 2010. When they played the Celtics in the playoff. And years later, what I've learned is that they went back to back from 09 to 010. In 09, they played the Magic. In 2010, they played the Celtics. But I became a fan of Kobe Bryant in 2010. Because of the way he was working, because of the way he was like a good team member, the way he was leading the others. During that championship, it was his worst. He wasn't even playing good. But I became a fan of him because he was playing when he wasn't playing good. He was encouraging others. He was inspiring others. He was there. He was there as the leader. And the people that was following him, the people that was on his team, was not only encouraging him, but they stepped up. At the time, I believe Derek Fisher was playing for him. Paul Gasol, Metta War Peace. Like, they had a team. It wasn't just Kobe Bryant. Andrew Barnum. I think his name. Andrew Bynum. They had a team. And during that time, when I became a fan of him, I was young to know what hard work looked like. But I just knew I gravitated to him. I respect that man. Then as I got older, I started to learn why I respect him. Because he showed up every single day. He started working with others every single day. It was a video that I was watching one time. And it was Chris Bosh when he was getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. And he proceeds to say, "Man, yeah, Kobe Bryant is a different animal. He's a different person. I'm thinking I'm going to get to the gym early and beat everybody's working out." He said, "When I get down there, Kobe already drenched in sweat." Like, he already sweating. And so what Chris Bosh recognized during that time, because he said it in his Hall of Fame speech, is that this man works hard. And just because he works hard, He makes sure that everyone knows that he's working hard. So I'm like, in order to have that type of ability, in order to have that type of belief, you have to get around others. So that way, they can identify your weaknesses. Because when you learn more about yourself and you turn your weakness to a strength and you work at it every single day, people will see the amount of work that you're putting in for this strength to be, for this weakness to become a strength. That's why I respected Kobe Bryant, because he turned his weakness into a strength. I'm going to read the comments right quick. Let me know in the comment right quick how you're going to turn your balances into strengths. And if you haven't, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit the like, because we're diving deep on how to become the best version of yourself. I'm going to read the comments right quick, then I'll be right back. AK9SBN say, when do you feel like help becomes detrimental? The messenger. That is a great question. I'm going to read it again. When do you feel like help becomes detrimental? Like the messenger. Is the messenger like the movie or something like that? I'm not for sure of the last part. Like the messenger. Or you don't say like the messenger. It's like the messenger. I'm assuming that's a movie and whatnot. But I'm going to answer the first part. What do you feel like? When do you feel like help becomes detrimental? Help becomes detrimental when you wait too long to ask for it. When you are receiving help, but you're receiving help in a way that you don't even need it. Like, for instance, when I started this podcast episode, I had a piece of hair string like right on my head, but I couldn't see it because I'm not looking at myself. I'm not looking at the camera. And then my dog, Sean, he said, man, you got hair right in your head. So I'm like, bro, where? I can't see it. And then I get to grab and I get to spill it and it just blows. Even though I wasn't seeking that help, even though I wasn't looking for the help was, it was beneficial. Where the detrimental part comes in at is that if I wasn't able to get the hair, then it would have been a distraction. The type of help that you receive the help because one, you're either looking for it, or two, people see things that you don't recognize. And so he helped me and was beneficial. And let's just say, hypothetically speaking, he was like, yeah, man, he's on the other side. Okay, I'm constantly swiping. It's not coming off. So I'm like, at that point, it's like, okay, the hair just going to stay there. But it's detrimental, excuse me, when the help is not beneficial. As you are asking for help, you ask for help in what you are doing. For instance, I suck at drawing. I'm not good at drawing. I'm not good at creative. I'm not good at graphics. So I go ask for help for someone that's phenomenal in that. So I put like a job description there and I say, hey, I'm looking for someone specifically who know how to do a YouTube thumbnail, who understand YouTube, who understand what it takes to do the YouTube settings. Like I'm looking for that. I'm specific with the help. Another example of where the detrimental part comes in with asking for help is that you're not specific enough. You're broad. Oh, I need help. Okay, what do you need help with? Okay, what do you need help with? Oh, I need help in creating videos. Oh, okay, now you go from broad language to specific language. And now someone who has a skill or someone who's good at something or someone that can help you will help you how you want to be helped. And that's so important because you're able to vocalize your weaknesses. So that's where it becomes detrimental and beneficial at the same time. Because one, if it's help that you're looking for, you have to be specific and ask for it. If you don't know how to ask for the help, but you're receiving help, is it beneficial in an area where you're struggling at? Is it good? Is it helpful? Is it like, dang, like, thank you for the help? I've received multiple different advice, many advice from different people. And sometimes it's good advice, but I don't need that advice right now. I don't need that advice. Like for instance, one time there was like I got advice on. I'm just gonna use an example. I got advice on the type of lights that I use. So when I first started off, I just had a ring light, a ring light, and so the light is only so bright. I know I need to upgrade my equipment. I know that. So I did that. So I got my lights. And then one time somebody came to me and was like, yeah, man, you need to upgrade your lights. Well, that's not the help I'm looking for. I appreciate the advice. Like, it doesn't help me right now. So when you're specific and you're asking for help, that's when it goes from being detrimental to being beneficial, because it's helping you out. So I'm going to read the comments again. He say, how do you feel like someone could kickstart their hard work if their spirit influence doesn't contain it? That is a good question. I feel like someone could kickstart that hard work if their spirit of influence doesn't contain it. You just said a key word in your question. So influence. When I was in this management class and I was reading the 21 Irrefutable Laws, and one of the laws was like a person of influence. And so I went to ask my professor. I was like, how do you know like an area that you're struggling in? He was like, what do you think? Which of the laws do you think you're struggling in? I said, law of influence. He said, you're probably not struggling in it. You're probably just not paying attention to it. And when you're not paying attention to something, it becomes difficult to even kickstart it, to even learn, or to even begin the process of it. And it's really just understanding, like, okay, what are you trying to kickstart? Let me know. Come in. What's your name, bro? AK9SDN. Let me know what's your name in the comments. To kickstart, it's okay not to know the direction that you want to go. So this is where the broad questions come. Like, you just have to be open to asking questions. Like, ask questions. Like, what you're doing now, you're doing a phenomenal thing because you're asking questions. You're asking for guidance. And that's good. That's phenomenal. I'm doing the best of my capability to answer it. And if I don't answer, please let me know. I will try to reword it. Anywho, you just have to be willing to ask the question, hear the response. And if the response is something that you can use, okay, now use this information to go kickstart whatever you would like to do. If it doesn't necessarily help you, that's okay. Ask another question or go to someone else and ask. You just have to be willing to keep asking, until someone or sometime they answered the question, but how they answer, they paint the picture where you can properly understand it. So what you're doing now is great. I'm going to read the question, make sure I got answered. How do you feel like someone could kickstart their hard work if their sphere of influence doesn't contain it? Well, your sphere, that's what I missed. Your sphere of influence, which means your environment of the influence, you just have to get around different people. As easy as that sounds, it's challenging. You might be the one that has the influence. You might be the one that's the leader. Like I mentioned earlier, for a leader to be a leader, someone or some people has to be willing to follow this person. So as challenging as it's going to sound, if your spirit doesn't have an influence, or if the people that you're around doesn't have influence, get around people who does have influence. Get around people who's doing things. Get around people who's accomplishing things. You just have to change your environment. As challenging as they're going to sound, you just have to do it so you can learn something new. When I left my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas, I left because I wanted something new. I wanted to learn something new. Not to say that my friends didn't have influence, but they didn't have the influence that I was looking for. I still talk to them every single day. Like, I'm still close with them, but I just wanted more. And in order for me to want more, I have to understand and get around people that has a different language. That's doing different things. And it's not a bad thing. It's just like, okay, the type of influence I'm looking for, I value my friends, but it's not the type of influence that I'm looking for right now. Type of influence I'm looking for right now is to make an impact. It's to really make some money. It's to really make a difference. So I need to get around people that's doing that. So get around people that's doing that, then your sphere of influence will grow. That's the last question. Last point. Last question. Last point. Glad you just hit it because the point just came out. Point number three, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to ask. And this is so important. This is so critical. Because you don't know what you don't know. What's it saying? Hold on. Yeah, I think that's the right saying. I think that is the right saying. It's hard to identify what you do not know when you don't know what you don't know. Until you get around others that's doing something more, and then when you get around something that someone is doing something more, questions just start arising. Like, they just start coming. Like, excuse me. I remember this one time I went to my, it was my first big event where the room had $1.7 billion in there. I didn't have no money. I didn't have that. But the billionaire that was hosting the event, he said this room alone is surrounded with $107 billion. I'm like, that's a lot of money. I know you ain't count my pockets. Even if you count my pockets, it's probably still be that amount of, because I wasn't even close to that. I'm not even nowhere near that. And so while I'm in this room, I'm just sitting there. Like, I don't know nobody. I saw two people that was online. But as I'm sitting there, there was three people in the back of me just having a conversation. One, I think, was in real estate. Two was in real estate. And another was, like, had her own business and whatnot. And so I'm sitting there. And just like the board is standing right here behind me, imagine two more. So it's one, two, three. And they're talking amongst each other. They're just talking. But I'm sitting there listening. And as I'm sitting there listening, the guy that's on my right, he tapped me on my shoulder. He say, "You want to get in the conversation? Because I feel like you're not involved with the conversation." I said, "I'm good. I don't even know what y'all talking about. I just want to listen. I just want to listen so that way I could potentially, like, you know, try to understand what y'all saying. Because y'all speaking a different language to me right now. I don't understand nothing." But the fact he tapped my shoulder and asked, "Hey, do you want to be a part of this conversation?" It was like, "Oh, okay. What am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about?" So the three that was behind me, they get done communicating. Now the event about to start. So everybody's getting up to talk. Everybody's getting up to speak. Everyone's getting up to deliver their message. And so the billionaire came, and when he stood in front of everyone, he explained what the purpose of it was. He was like, "I want to collaborate with you. I want to work with you all. I've done it so long by myself." Makes sense now. "I've done it so long by myself. Now I want to work with others." And he said, "Okay, now we're going to open the floor up to questions." So everybody go around asking their questions. I raised my hand. I said, "I got a question." And before I was able to ask the question, he was like, "All right, hold on. Hold the microphone. I'm going to come back to you. Let me go ahead and finish this last point, because the person before you just brought up a good question. Let me answer it. Then I'm going to come back to you." I was like, "Cool. No problem." So I had the microphone. In my hand. I'm just thinking. The question I was thinking about was a question only a billionaire can answer. So as I'm answering the question, thinking about the question, he called me. He was like, "All right, bro, so what you got?" So I stand up and say, "Hey, everybody, my name is Terrell with the Y Humphrey." At this time, I was going by Terrell with the Y. And I say, "For someone that's aspiring to be a billionaire with the B, what advice would you give?" He said, "Don't stop at a million." And he said, "Yeah, anybody else got any questions?" I said, hold on. I said, no. I didn't say million. I didn't say million with the M. I said with the B. He said, "Yeah, I know. I heard you." He said, "Don't stop at a million. Because people who get millions of dollars, they stop doing what they did to get there, so they don't get to the billions." He said, "If you want to be a billionaire, don't stop in the million." I said, "Oh, my goodness." I was afraid to ask the question because I didn't know what to expect. But when he told me that, it wasn't even simple, but when he told me that response, it made me think differently. Don't stop at a million? What? If you're going to get to a million, why not get to more? I haven't got to a million yet. At the same time, it's like, if you're going to dream, why not dream big? I read that in the book. I'm not into politics. I'm not into politics. But I read that by a book called by Donald Trump. And it's called The Art of the Deal. As soon as you open the first page, it says, if you're going to dream, why not dream big? If you're going to do, why not do big? There's no such thing as a crazy question or an intelligent question or a question that doesn't make sense. The question that you're asking makes sense for the phase and person that you are today. You can always grow, you can always change, you can always develop, but the type of questions you're asking today comes from who you are as a person, what you have learned, what you have seen, what you have been introduced to. If you haven't been introduced to many things, or not necessarily say exposed, but exposure to different things, your the type of question that you might ask might seem like it's not good. It might not seem like it's a great question, but it's a phenomenal question for where you are at that current moment, because you might not know all the information they're talking about. You might not understand what they're speaking about. There was a guy that got up and he was talking about EBITDA, and the guy that I was sitting by, I'm like, what is EBITDA? How do you even spell that? So I'm trying to spell it. I'm like, what is EBITDA? And he say, I don't know the breakdown of it. He was like, equity, interest. Hello, equity before interest, tax. I don't know. EBITDA. I'm like, what is that? But it was new to me, old to him. New to me, old to them. New to me, old to everybody, because I hear it every day. So the type of question that you ask, don't be afraid to ask them, because it's a question that's valid for where you are at today. And when you recognize that it's okay to ask for help, you have to ask for help, because you can only work with others. You can only grow more with others than by yourself, because when you're growing with others, you're working together. You're collaborating together. You're putting yourself out there. And as you're putting yourself out there, you have to learn how to balance your strength and weaknesses. Because when you learn how to balance your strength and weaknesses, you become better, you become more understanding, you become more level-headed, because this will lead you to not being afraid to ask questions. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button and let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on asking for help, and how are you going to start asking for help for yourself. I appreciate y'all. If y'all want to leave a review for Apple Podcasts, go to Apple Podcasts, scroll all the way down, and it should say leave testimonial. Make sure you hit the 5-star review. If there's anything on the 5-star review, just hit the 5-star review and then leave a testimony on why this episode impacted you the most. I appreciate y'all, and then make sure y'all check out the other videos here on this channel.